Let's get started. We've tagged a couple of folks, me to join the call, and Marty Mullane to do the training for us. Marty graduated from University of Nebraska College of Law in 2003, and he has been working for West since that time. He works in the corporate office, and he has been working with state and local government accounts for several months now in the southeastern part of the U.S. So, Marty, I'll let you take it from there.
All right. Thank you very much. I thought what we'd do, I'm trying to put this together. As it was mentioned, this was sort of sprung on us lately because of people being sick, but basically the way we're going to do this is just have you sign on and go over some basic Westlaw setups and then do some things that hopefully will be pertinent to your particular searching, doing some statutory research and looking at some case law materials as well. If you do have any questions, feel free to probably want to take them at the end, just with this number of people. It might be a little bit easier just to cover that at that time. However, if there's anything that's really particularly pertinent to something we're doing, certainly let me know and we can work that out as well. The first thing let's do is, I imagine most of you are there, but let's do go to Westlaw.com, and we can begin there by just signing in here. Basically, you're going to want to enter your password in, and then it will ask you for a client ID as well. Likely, most of you are fairly familiar with the client ID. However, it's always a good thing. Something has to be entered there. It's often a good idea to use either a matter name or a matter number, just so you can keep track of if there's any billing issues that come up, or you want to make sure you know how much time you've spent on a particular client. It's helpful to make sure you do that also to track your research as well. So we'll just give you a few seconds here to get signed in, and then we'll go from there. All right. Well, I'm going to assume here that most of you are. What you probably come to next when you're there is you may come to a screen, and some of you may bypass this, but you may come to a screen that has a question to ask you if you want to be billed transactionally or hourly. Basically, it does say this on the screen, but the gist of it for you there is going to be if you're going to be someone who does a lot of research, you're really quick on and off. You don't spend a lot of time doing or reading cases online, that sort of thing. Then hourly is probably in your best interest. Otherwise, transactional is likely in your best interest if you take a little more time, run broader searches, and do your research. I would also say that if it sounds like it could be a toss-up, then going to transactional is probably the cheapest for you. But go ahead and just click on transactional for now, then, and it should take you to your main Westlaw screen here. When you get to this main Westlaw screen, what comes up, there's some customization we can do, which certainly I, from talking to various people around the office, it sounds like most of the research that's being done is going to be geared towards Florida state case law and Florida state statutes. So what I would recommend doing, we'll do this as a starter, and you can certainly go through and edit them all on your own as well. But you have some tabs in the upper left, and they probably vary based on individual user. But to the right of your last tab that's in the upper left, there should be a link that says Add Remove Tabs. If we go ahead and click on that, what you're going to see on this Add Remove Tabs is it's going to allow you to choose up to 6 tabs, which are going to give you really the materials you need for a particular practice area or for a particular jurisdiction. Generally, it makes you finding databases that you commonly use much easier. You're able to just get to write what you need right away, as well as doing searching through multiple databases at the same time. So you'll see here that there are some things that are checked and some that are not. You can look through that topical list. There's many different things that may come up. There is a family law practitioner which may come up for some of those materials and may be useful for you in your practice, doing some of that end of the spectrum. There's also, if you scroll down, you'll see a section about two-thirds of the way down that reads jurisdictional hyphen state. And let's do here, put a check next to Florida in that box, because this really should be a spot that can be particularly helpful for you. If we put a check on that box, we'll then scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on next. And know that you can always come back here and add whatever tabs that look like they might be helpful for you and things that may, in fact, you know, really streamline your research. We'll click on next here, and you'll be on a screen that will then allow you to save your tabs and allows you to choose what screen you'll default to. So for this purpose, and I think it might be something that will be helpful for all of you, but it should be to show you how it works. Let's do click on the circle next to Florida under Save Tabs, and then go ahead and click on the Save. What we've now done is it'll take you back, but now it will default you. So you will automatically sign into a Florida tab, which, if you're not used to this, it hopefully will be make things a little bit more streamlined for you. What you'll see now when you sign onto this tab, you have a search box right at the top where you can enter your searches. It also has below that the select databases, and you'll see Florida State Cases is going to be one of the first databases listed. You'll see that. That below that you'll see the Florida Statutes Annotated. Things you generally use are now going to be available to you right on your first page from where you start. Really, I think a lot of time can be wasted when you don't know how to get to the materials that you're looking for. Here, what you'll do now is you'll sign onto this page and have access to these. And you can also search up to 10 different databases at one time. So when you're doing this, you can search for things in the Florida cases and the Florida statutes at the same time if you're looking for a nuanced issue or if you're looking for any of those sorts of materials. The other thing I want to show you here while we're on this, a couple more things while we're on this tab, and that is you have a couple of handy links on the left-hand side on the split screen under shortcuts. There's a few things, and we're going to go back to the Find by Citation because we're, in fact, going to pull up a statute that way. But below that, there is a link that says Find Using a Template. Let's go ahead and click on that Find Using a Template link. And this is something, and generally speaking, if you're going to be doing a search, or you have a citation of a document you might be looking for, either a statute, a case, or maybe something like an attorney general's opinion or a law review, and you don't know exactly how to pull it up. In that Find by Citation box, it is fairly forgiving. You can kind of usually make a best guess of what to type in there and click go, and it often will pull it up for you. But if you ever have a question about how to pull those materials up, if you click on that Find Using a Template, you're able to just fill out the box with the number you're looking for, click go, and not have to worry about what's pulling up for you. Below that Find Using a Template link, and that all the things on the left should have stayed, you'll find another link that's particularly useful here, and that is the Find a Case by Party Name. If we click on that, what you're going to come up with is a template for searching, which is going to allow you to run some searches. If you just have names of parties or someone gives you a wrong citation, you can come into this the Find a Case by Party Name, type in at least one of your party's names, and then choose your jurisdiction by clicking on the circles and using the pull downs, and hopefully that will save you the time from having to run searches where you're finding references to your case but maybe not your actual case. But that should be something that's particularly useful for you. The next thing I want to do, and we'll go back to your tab here in a minute, and actually let's do that real quick. Let's do click on the Florida tab in the upper left. And those tabs will always remain there. And when you get to the tabs, when you get into your research and you want to get back to your start page, you can always click on any one of your tabs you have set up, and it will just kind of refresh you back to more familiar territory, to something that you're used to seeing. Another link that's going to stay there at all times here for you is at the very top of the screen in the middle. It should be above your tabs, actually. There's a link that says directory. It might be a little bit hidden between the blue on the top in the middle. If you click on that directory link, what you see here, in case you don't see, find what you like exactly on your tabs. What this directory link is going to do is it is, in fact, going to show you a list of all of the different materials that are available on Westlaw. And you can they kind of go through this tree-ish type view. You have a broader area. You see things like U.S. federal materials or U.S. state materials. And if you click on U.S. federal materials, for example, you're going to then see a bunch of different options in different yellow folders. Each folder contains all of the different contains a few further subfolders, and you can dig through and find any other type of particular material you're looking for. Further on this screen, on the left-hand side, there's a box that says Search These Databases, which will appear on any one of these directory screens. And in there, if you're looking for something particular, if you're wondering, you know, what exactly if we have Florida jury verdicts, for example, you could type in Florida jury verdicts in that box, and you can type in basically a description of whatever it is you're looking for. Click on the go, and it will then, in fact, give you a suggestions of databases based on what your description was. So you can look for databases either on your tabs, through the directory, or if you're looking for something particular, don't hesitate to type it in that box and go right from there. It should be something that's particularly useful if you're looking for a particular kind of document. And it's not right. Obvious to you where exactly it is. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a little bit of let's do one more little setup thing that we didn't do before, just to show you how you can make some changes if you do need to make changes, and then we'll go and actually look at a little statutory searching here. The thing let's do is in the upper right-hand corner, towards the upper right, there's a link that says Preferences. If we go ahead and click on that Preferences link, this is going to take us to a screen where we can do some a little bit more personalization of your tab. Westlaw. We talked about pricing initially, and this first screen is going to give us location and pricing preferences. You'll likely notice, unless you've done manual changes, that your time zone there will likely read central, and I believe many of you are in the Eastern time zone, if not most. So you can always change that to Eastern. It will again help you kind of streamline your research and make sure that you're in fact, you know, able to track your research, which may come in handy if you're going back to and reverting back to old sessions that you've looked at. Further, the pricing materials that we talked about here are changes you can make to defaults, so you can have your printing set at bill by line or searching by bill by hour. Just a couple of things that if any of the pricing materials are ever. And certainly it can be scary, I know, to think about going outside of your plan. But I guess I would recommend on there to change your printing to a bill by document. It ends up being a little bit cheaper usually if your documents are it ends up being cheaper if your documents are over 3 pages that you're printing. And the searching, as we talked about before, transactional is better if you're running broader searches and spending some time online versus the hourly, which is going to be a little bit better for you if you're doing stuff quickly and not, in fact, reading materials online. Then we can go ahead and just click on the Save Changes on this screen if you've made any. And then you'll be on a screen that says Information. And in the middle of it, it should be a link that says Welcome. It says you may continue to modify preferences. To do so, return to the welcome page. Click on that welcome link, and we'll be at a Westlaw main Westlaw screen here. And then in the upper left, we'll click on the Florida tab again, just like we can always do to go back to where we're familiar with, and we'll be back to our main screen. What we want to do now, and this is something that I believe is something that maybe. Used to working with, and that is doing some statutory work and doing it specifically by citation. So in the upper left-hand corner of your, towards the upper left, on the left-hand pane, you'll see the Find by Citation box. And let's just go ahead and pull up a statute as if we would if we just had a citation. So in the Find by Citation box, let's just type in FSA and then space 39.822, and then click on the go next to it, and we will be pulling up a one of the Florida statutes. It's the actually appointment of guardian ad litem, which so many of you probably would have known this already. Again, if you didn't know how to that FSA was going to work, there was that using a template link, which would allow you to just enter the numbers in. It's easy to it's nice to remember and nice to know that citations do not have to be in the proper format. It is pretty forgiving, so you can pull it up with various ways of doing it. It's not like you don't have to be in Blue Book to be pulling that up. When you do pull up the statute, the document itself will be on the right-hand side, and then on the left you're going to find some helpful links on the statute itself. We're actually going to start looking at the...
It's Joe Robles here in Tampa. I'm getting when I click on that, if I got the site right, 39.822.
Yep.
It says information with a upside-down yield sign.
Okay.
Process this request.
Okay, let's click on the Florida tab right now. Let's see what happens.
Okay, it just took me back to a blank citation.
Yeah. Okay, so is your Florida tab loading correctly here?
I don't know. It says Florida state cases.
Yep. And then let's try this again and see what this does, and we'll just re-enter the tab, re-enter the citation. If this doesn't work, what we'll end up doing is we'll shortcut it for you. But this does sort of thing does happen every once in a while. So in the find by citation, again, let's just type in FSA and then 39.22 and see if it reloads.
May not have done it right.
What was that?
I may not have done it right. I'll try it again.
No problem. And I'll make sure I have the right number. 39.822.
It's not the FSA. Okay.
Is it coming up this time?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So, and another thing is, if things like that happen, which you can always do, if something doesn't get typed exactly right, it may cause a problem like that. Additionally, if you ever get a screen that doesn't look like it's loading quickly, if you sign off and sign back on again, it often takes care of the problem just because if there's too many people on there's multiple Westlaw servers and just getting onto one that's a little bit faster sometimes helps that out, but that's quite rare. But so on the statute itself, what we're going to see is on the right hand side is actually going to be the text of the statute itself. And we'll take a quick look at that. At the very top of the screen, the first thing you'll see on the right, it's going to have, say, in black letters, West FSA 39.822, and there's links to the left and links to the right that read previous section and next section. And those links they do what they purport to do. Frankly, they take you to the previous section and the next section, but allows you to browse as if you had the book in front of you. So if you're wanting to just page and see what the next statute is, click on the next section. It'll take you over. You don't have to run a separate search. You don't have to go back and re-enter a statute citation. You can just come through, click on the next section, and it'll take you exactly to where you want to be. The other things we can do is below that, there's a little outline. It's going to say West Florida Statutes Annotated, and then it will say Title 5, Chapter 39, and then eventually Part 12. Both of the Chapter 39 and Part 12, here you'll notice, are hyperlinked. What that will allow you to do is it allows you to kind of collapse all the sections within either the chapter or the part. It puts them into one document, which can be particularly helpful for printing purposes. It also strips out the annotations, so you're not going to get hundreds and hundreds of pages of things, especially if you're going to be attaching it as an exhibit or using a particular chapter for something that you might not want the annotations. That's certainly things that are all available. If you clicked on any of those links, you'll notice it does, in fact, open them in a smaller window, so you're able to just print or do whatever you want to do from that window, close it, and you'll be right back to the statute you were on, so you're not going to lose where you were before. That is kind of the main stuff at the top of the section. If you scroll down, the next section you get to is a credit section, which is going to tell you a list of all of the different times the statute itself was changed. It's going to give you all of the session laws that were passed, And then there's links into many of them. If there's been, if there anything past 1989, I believe is going to be linked, because you can actually look at the session law itself. If you have any questions about, you know, actual statutory history on that. If you keep scrolling down, you're going to see historical notes. Then you're going to get to the notes of decisions, which are, you know, the annotations you're used to seeing, with direct hyperlinks into the cases that they're discussing, and it's going to let you pull up things really easily for you as well. The things to note, a couple of things to note here on your statutes. The statutes themselves, you may want to make sure when you check a statute online versus a book, they may appear different, and the reason obviously being that the online version is, certainly maybe more recent version. At the top of the screen, on the part that kind of stays static at the top, it tells you below the previous section, next section, it reads the title of the statute itself is there again, and it gives you an effective date. So you can look and see what the effective date of the particular statute was to make sure that you're getting what you come up with. On top of that, you'll see on this one there is a green C at the top of the screen, meaning that citing references are available. The thing that kind of makes me jumps out at you here is, and the things you likely have seen before, are red flags and yellow flags. Those are the two more important things to know. One thing about statutory research with red flags and yellow flags is that a red flag and a yellow flag on statutory research are more of the heads up than they are be very scared of the statute, because with what you're going to be seeing there on the text of the statute should be the text of the statute that is in force today. The red flag is just simply letting you know that there has been legislative action or there is going to be a change coming up. And the yellow flag is going to tell you that there's something pending. However, when you're doing this, when you actually see those, that doesn't change the fact that the text should be the text that's current for today. And we'll actually take a little bit, I think we'll take a glance into the key site stuff when we go into cases, but that would be, you can find if there are red flags or yellow flags and you're curious about tracing them down, in the on the left hand side, the very top of the split screen there, it has there's a little bit of a lighter gray area within it which says the top citing references available, and then says history and citing references. The history link is going to bring you to anything that there's pending legislation or anything that would have been passed. The citing references link is going to give you the exhaustive list of all of the different documents that cite to the particular statute. The next thing we're going to do here is to actually work a little bit on drafting some Westlaw queries. Let's click on our Florida tab again in the upper left, and as usual, if you click that, we'll be right back to our starting screen. When you're going to perform legal research, you have to craft a query that's going to hopefully pull up the most relevant cases, statutes, or whatever it is you're looking for. Most people will be on your Florida tab defaulted to terms and connectors searching. And if there's any questions about changing defaults, we can certainly do that on a one-on-one level, and I'll get you my contact information at the end. We can make sure it's all personalized here as well. But what you'll be able to tell for your searching itself is at the top of the screen, below the word search, but above the search box, there's the two tabs that read terms and connectors in natural language. Whichever one is in black is going to be the one that you will be that you're set to right now, and you can obviously toggle back and forth between them. The gist of them being that terms and connectors is a Boolean search method where there's a list of different characters that you use to create searches, and it's allowing you to have greater control over your search, allowing you to really decide specifically how close the terms are, and how you hopefully be pretty precise with your search itself. The other one, natural language, is going to be more like a Google type of search. It's plain English searching. You can either do it. You can either run your searches by typing in just the keywords and phrases, or you can enter in full issues as questions, as sentences, however you want to put it in there. When you do it that way, it will in fact get rid of the kind of the throwaway words, and will kind of craft a search for you based on what you've typed in there. The want to just touch briefly on the terms and connectors themselves, just so you can take a look at them. And that is on the screen for the Florida tab, you'll have the search box. Below the search box, there are three little pull-down arrows. And below the pull-downs, or below those pull-downs, it says in bold, add connectors or expanders. To the far right across from there, there's an arrow that points down. If you click on that arrow pointing down, the window will broaden out here and will open up this add connectors, expanders, a list of different connectors. It's basically your cheat sheet for the general idea of the connectors. The things to remember here specifically is that when you do have a space is treated as an or. So if you have particular terms, if you're looking for anything where you might be using alternative terms because you do in fact need to match the language of the court, to put a space between that will treat them as alternative terms. It gives you the gist of the slash S's, the slash P's for same sentence, same paragraph. So another thing to point out here is the universal character and the root expander. The root expander is the exclamation point. You put it at the end of any root word. If you did the word C-U-S-T-O-D, custod, exclamation point, it would offer you any word that started with that root and had that ending, so you could get custody or custodial or anything that would really start with that. So it's a way to broaden out your search. That's another thing to particularly take note of. Let's do click on the little natural language tab above the search box here, and we'll take a look at a search that actually I think is something that, I don't know if it was submitted, it was something that Shelley had originally passed over that might be something you're working on or that you typically come across in practice here. For natural language search, we don't really need to have punctuation, capitalization, anything at all. You can just type it in. In the search box, let's do type this in, and I don't know if you have this in front of you or not, so I'll read it slowly, but the search is incarceration or imprisonment material breach of the case plan that would result in the termination of parental rights. I'll go over it one more time here. Is incarceration or imprisonment material breach of the case plan that would result in the termination of parental rights? If anybody didn't get that, holler up. We'll make sure you get it here. Okay, so the next thing we want to do on our natural language search, so we've clicked on the natural language tab, we've entered our search. The next thing we want to do is we want to choose the databases that we want to run the search, in which we want to run the search. You can choose up to 10 at a time. So if you were particularly interested in looking at state cases, state and federal cases, Florida statutes, if you're looking at anything else, maybe AG opinions, anything that might come up, we could run the search through all of those at the same time, and it would still run our search based on how the natural language query goes. And how a natural language query works is it does a statistical relevance analysis, which is when you type your words in it, it picks out, it weeds out those kind of throwaway words here. And what it does next is it takes the words and guesses and says how the relation, how close the terms are to one another, how often they appear, and then it also has an added factor of what the typical researcher is looking for when they use those combinations of words. Puts those three sort of factors together and comes up with documents. For our purpose here, let's just put a check in the box next to Florida state cases. And then let's click on the Search Westlaw link, which is just to the right of the search box.
I don't see anything called Florida State Cases.
There's nothing. Okay. on your tab, so we clicked on the Florida tab, correct? On that Florida tab, under the there should be a section that says, it should be, say, select databases there, is that correct? It should be there should be the first section just say cases, and the next one down say Florida state cases. Is that there? I mean,
No, it's not there.
Oh, but you're on the Florida tab, is that right? Is anyone else having a problem with this at all? Okay, let's do this then. I just want to make sure that you're set up, that we're set up right here. In the upper left, you have your tabs, correct? What tabs do you have across the top of your screen?
Florida, Westlaw, state government, Westlaw GC, locator, business and news.
Okay, and on your Florida tab, it's not there. Well, here's the thing. I'll take a look at this. Well, I'm gonna have you go a different way just for now, and I'm gonna actually go ahead and make sure when we're done, I'm gonna sign on your password and make sure that it's all signed up right, because there are some customizations that could be done, and if it had been changed, I just want to double check and make sure. So, what is your name?
Harry Vickers, 18th Circuit.
Okay. And what's the numeric portion of your password? You happen to know that?
Oh, yeah. 498.
Okay. I'll check that after we're done. And by the time, after we're done with this, and by this afternoon, I will have gone through yours and make sure that yours is set up right. Just for the purposes of following along here, on your Florida tab, on the left-hand side of the screen, let's click on, just everyone else can stay where they are here, but click on directory at the top of the screen here, and you'll see a box on the left that says search these databases. In that box, type in FL-CS, Florida hyphen cases. And this is a way that people won't have to know, because really accessing your stuff should be easy enough off the tab, hopefully, as long as your tabs are set up appropriately. So you type that FL-CS and then search these databases box, click go, and it'll take you just to a search screen for the Florida cases. Are you there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now let's click on that natural language tab above, and then let's type in the search box, the search again, which was, is incarceration or imprisonment material breach of the case plan that would result in the termination of parental rights. Do you get that? Okay. So let's then quick search Westlaw, and we should all now be on a list of 100 documents. And 100 documents is going to be, it's a setting that natural language is set to retrieve, no matter what database or databases you're in. If you run multiple databases or just one, you're going to retrieve 100 documents, which are deemed to be the best and the most relevant results. And said it's actually ordered in the list by the statistical relevance using that system of frequency and proximity. But that should pull those documents up. Now, when you're here, you should get your list of 100 documents. And the second document, if we've all run the same search, which understandably we may not have, just because the nature of reading a query over the phone. But in the second one, should be INRI-JB. Let's go ahead and click on that INRI-JB. If the second one is not INRI-JB, go ahead and click on your second one anyway, and you should see most, if not all, of the same features. It's just a matter of making sure we have it's for some of the key site materials for later here. But when you pull the case up, what you're going to see at the top, and if you kind of scroll down a little bit, you're going to initially see a synopsis of the case and the head notes themselves, which are all editorial enhancements done by our attorney editors here, who really try to pull out the actual points of law in the case and help you understand the facts and the issues more quickly than you might by actually having to read the case themselves. If you keep on scrolling through, you're going to see that the terms in our search, the terms from the natural language search we've mentioned here are highlighted in yellow. At the very bottom of the screen, you're going to see a black bar that, again, it remains in place as you scroll. And there's three words with arrows next to them. There's the term best, and then it says document 2 of 100. Each of those, the words have arrows to the left and right, and they will take you to the previous or next version of whatever you're looking for. So if you click on the arrow to the left of term, it'll take you to the previous term. Arrow to the right of term will take you the next time one of your terms appears in the document. The next one is called best, and each document is deemed to have a best section based on where the actual terms themselves come up and what is deemed to be the most relevant section. So it's a way to kind of speed up your searching for you. And then the other one is going to allow you to browse documents themselves. The best section is a red portion, a red type portion of the case, and it's really trying to speed up your research. You can look at that first and really help you browse through and determine what's good for you here. The next thing, and this is why we really wanted to kind of take a look at JB, is that this JB case is in fact yellow flagged, which means if you see a yellow flag or a red flag, these should be notes that you want to take a look and check out the history of your particular case. A yellow flag will mean that a case it has some negative history, but it's not been overruled on any particular point of law. A red flag will mean that it's no longer good for at least one point of law. However, even when you see a red flag, you don't need to immediately dismiss a case just because it certainly could be on just a small point of law or something that's not particularly pertinent to what you're looking for here. On the left-hand side, you're actually going to see that kind of little cheat there as well. On the left, it's going to say a short statement as to why it's there. Here it says some negative history but not overruled. If you actually click on the flag, what you're going to get is you're going to get the history that yields why it is getting a yellow flag. What comes up in this history screen, which is also accessible either by clicking the flag or clicking on the full history link on the left, if you click on that, it will give you anything in the direct litigation family as well as anything negative about the case at all. Here we see there's nothing more really in the litigation family. It says key cited citation. It's grayed out to indicate it is the case we're looking at. Also, it's a blue arrow indicating the same thing. There's nothing else. If there was something else previous or subsequent, it would show up under that direct history. Then it has negative citing references with an editorial comment, which our editors here have put there but taken from the case itself, from VJ. But it says it was distinguished by VJ versus Department of Children and Family Services. So we can know right away that this is a case we might be interested in just to see what negative comments it made about the JB case here. The other thing about this is that at the end of this VJ site where it says distinguished by, it says in bold HN:5,11. And what that is a reference to which headnotes in JB VJ is referring. So basically, if you have a case, if you're citing to JB for the point of law discussed in headnote 5 of JB, you come in here, this VJ case becomes much more important to you, as you know that VJ has some sort of distinguishing in it from JB on that particular point of law. The next thing we want to take a look at real quick here is on the left-hand side, there's again a link for citing references on the left. If you click on that citing references link, what you're going to get is an exhaustive list of all of the documents that cite to your particular case or statute or secondary, just whatever you might be using. The citing references are going to, again, you'll see for the case that has, again, the head notes, which head notes it's talking to, but a way to really broaden out your research. But that should hopefully be able to check if cases are still good law and to help by using the history, and additionally to make sure you're getting everything that you possibly can on a particular topic by using the citing references link. So it should be just kind of the extension of Shepherd's. When you're on your case here in JB, on the right hand side where the main text of the case usually is, it says at the top, in re JB, there's a little link there with the citation. If you click on that citation link, it will take you back to the full text of JB. And when we do that, we will also see in the upper right-hand corner now, and this stuff will appears on any document when you pull them up initially, there are your printing options. There's a quick print, a print, email, and download are the ones that are particularly there. Quick print is like if you were to do a control P on a regular web page. It just prints it out. It doesn't ask you if you want any options changed. It just prints it out directly how it is. Just sends it out. The print icon allows you to actually change your settings in your printer if you need to make any changes at all on that. Then there's the email, which does just that. You can actually have any case, statute, any type of document emailed to you in Word, WordPerfect, PDF, any type of format you really want. But if you want an electronic copy or to be able to pass it around, certainly a good way to do it. Download the same thing as well. So you can have it that way. Under the other icon, you can also do a fax. If you want to fax out the case itself, you can actually do that by just entering the fax number in, and it will send it out to whomever it is you're really looking for here. The final thing I want to talk about, and we're going to try to save a little bit of time here for some questions, if there are any, but is in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Research Trail. Let's go ahead and click on that link here. And on this Research Trail link, we were talking about changing a time zone before, some time ago now, obviously, and when you click on the Research Trail, this is where it may help come into play. When you click on Research Trail, the initial thing it takes you to is a list of all of the different materials, all of the different places that we've been on our particular Westlaw session. So if we start off on the statute 39.822. We've looked at these other cases and we've moved around a little bit, but now we want to go back there. Click on this Research Trail. It'll link you. You have a link. It can take you directly back to the things you've been working on previous. You don't have to keep on pressing back. You can pull up exactly what you're looking for. The other thing which you can do, which is a little bit more, usually a little more helpful, is towards the upper right here, there's a link that says List of All Research Trails. Click on that link, what you're going to see, and it depends on, it'll be individual for each of you, but if you click on that link, what you'll see here is a list of all of the different searches, of all the different times you've logged on in the last 2 weeks. So when you log on over that stretch of time, you can click on the corresponding date and time, and then it'll pull up everything that you've done on those particular sessions. So if you did something last week and you liked what you were doing, but something else came up and you want to go back to it now, you can just match up your client ID, the date and time, click on the date and time, and it'll show you all the searches that you've run. So hopefully that at least gets you, you know, back to things you might do. Obviously, we covered a lot of stuff, but did it kind of quickly here. Are there any questions at all or anything?
Sir?
Yes.
Yes, if it's time appropriate, back on the last screen we had, under the key site, there are three green stars, key
yep.
site, star depth. Could you speak to that for a moment, please?
Yeah, absolutely. If we let's just actually on your research trail, click on the current research trail link, and then let's just go back to the, click on the one that says InReJB.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll go back to the citing references. The three stars, and we'll see it here. The stars, there's a couple more things you'll see here. You'll see actually next to VJ, there's a purple quotations, and there's three stars. The purple quotes are just that. There is, in fact, a quotations. But the stars speak to depth of treatment and just how long the discussion is in the VJ case. The stars are arranged, I believe it's from 1 to 4. A four-star reference means that it is going to be over a page of discussion about your case. A three-star treatment is going to be more than a paragraph but less than a page. 2 stars is generally about a paragraph's worth, or a couple sentences to a paragraph. And if you just see 1 star on a case there, it's going to be basically just probably a pinpoint citation. But it's really discussing how much your case is discussed in the case that's listed there.
I understood. Thank you very much. I'm going to mute again.
Okay. Anything else anybody has here? So if nobody has any more questions, I think that's pretty much it on my end. Does anybody have anything?